3-0 it was. PJ Hagan was the opener just before half time. Darren McLaughlin and then Kyle Black, who came on as a second half substitute, the scorers for a Milford side who, remember, finished runners up in the Premier Division this season. So they probably would have been slightly disappointed not to have Randramuchil FC a wee bit closer to the title in that title race. But certainly they'll be more than happy at claiming cup glory this afternoon, especially having lost against Castleton Celtic in this cup final 2 years ago, back in 2014. We'll see if I can get a wee bit of reaction here for you, Miles. I know that the time's against us. We'll try and get some after-match reaction, perhaps from somebody in the Milford United camp. I've got PJ Hagan here. PJ, I'm live on Highland Radio here. Congratulations. Your thoughts after that victory?
Delighted. Done a lot of hard work while we're in the place. We got the first goal, kind of 1-0 half time. Boys played well. Second half, we got another goal from Darren McLaughlin, kind of killed the game. Realised Castleton piled on a lot of pressure with the boys at the back heel as well. Finally, Kyle back then scored the third and kind of killed the game off. Pretty good. So, overall, delighted.
Yeah, and listen, you've been here before. You've played in cup finals, PJ. You've won many medals over the years, but I'm sure this is another special one with your home club.
Oh, definitely. Like 2 years ago, these boys in the same final, and it wasn't a nice feeling. We got beaten the last minute extra time, and we all knew how we felt in that dressing room that day. Like, so we didn't want the same thing to happen again today. Half of these boys played Gaelic last night, including myself, so a lot of us were getting tired coming in here today, but we gave it our all, and thankfully we got our one today.
And listen, I'm sure an enjoyable occasion. A cup final is always a big day for the club, but I mean, you guys fully deserved your one today.
Well, I think so, and as I say, the boys are in all the grass, and it's been a hard year. You know, we kind of lost out in the league. We didn't finish off too well, and we finished second. And again, we didn't want to finish second again today. So I'm delighted for the boys and for the town and for everybody, because there's good support here today. And I'm delighted for them too.
Well done. Thanks for that. PJ Hagan there, Miles, literally on the full-time whistle, giving his thoughts on what's a special victory for Milford United, and thoroughly deserved, it must be said, given their fine performance here this evening against Castleton Celtic.